Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. This is episode 287 of The Big Show. And thank you so much for tuning in. I think we have a really, really cool show for you today. You know, you may have noticed the title of this episode is called 2 years of Digital Transformation in 2 months. And I think it's such an important topic to think about and synthesize the multiple, massive number of changes we're seeing and the number of key trends that seem to be emerging right now and try to pull them together into some cohesive whole. You know, it can be difficult at times like this to, as the expression goes, see the forest for the trees. So I think it makes a lot of sense to take a step back for a moment and go, hey, this isn't just a tree over here and a tree over here and a tree over here, but it's really a couple of different pieces that all go together to make up, you know, a forest. So let's talk about what these big ideas are. First of all, digital traffic is way up, and I've been talking about this for a few weeks, but we have seen ridiculous amounts of growth. E-commerce is seeing growth greater than 100% year on year, according to a number of different forecasts, and I will link to a lot of things in the show notes this week. But, you know, Price Spider says that e-commerce traffic outpaces Black Friday nearly every day in the last 30 days in April, which is insane. At the same time, we've also seen 10 years of job growth completely wiped out in just 4 weeks. We're seeing unemployment levels that we haven't seen since the Great Depression. We've seen companies shift their practices to make it that people will work from home till October or the end of the year. When you look at folks like Google and Facebook and folks, they're telling their employees remote work is going to be the reality. And, you know, we're seeing that people, because they're stuck at home, because they're having to work from home, because they're having to educate kids from home, are saying that digital, the internet, has been essential to their life, has been essential to the way that they live right now. In fact, only 13%, according to research from Pew, say that the internet wasn't important, at least to some degree. And there's a variety of other things you can look at. You know, Fast Company had some interesting predictions from some thought leaders on how the coronavirus will shape our lives, you know, all that jazz. But it really comes back to the fact that, as the expression goes, we've been drinking from the fire hose. This is an immense amount to take in. And because of these changes, customer needs have shifted rapidly. Folks are stuck at home. They need the internet to do the heavy lifting for them. They need quality content. Now, that's true for an enormous number of categories, but just to pick one, there's research from Focus Vision that said for most buyers of marketing technology, vendor websites have proven to be an important source of content throughout each stage of their journey. That's a quote from the Marketing Charts report. They say that of the average of 13 pieces of content buyers reported consuming, an average of 8 came directly from the vendor. And 2/3 of those folks cite vendor websites as one of the most highly influential content types. We see the same thing on the B2C side. Customers need lots of information to understand, am I buying the right thing? Is this going to meet my needs? And the other thing that becomes important is the overall experience, the speed with which they're able to complete their transaction and get back to their lives have become incredibly important in their consideration set, because otherwise they can just click to, you know, Amazon and succeed there. And that sets up a reality where both individual businesses and individuals, just people that don't adapt, stand to get really, you know, hammered by this. Amazon, Google, Facebook, Apple, Microsoft, they're all taking advantage. In fact, the title of today's episode comes from Microsoft's quarterly earnings call. You know, we discussed that a bit on last week's show, where they said they've seen 2 years of digital transformation in 2 months. And I don't want to rehash last week's episode, but you're seeing these big players, the Frightful Five, AgFam, whatever you want to call them, positioning themselves to really compete. Facebook just introduced this more sophisticated chatbot. They're trying to outpace Google. You know, obviously Google and Amazon and Facebook and Apple and Microsoft are doing all kinds of things. Again, you can check out last week's episode if you want to know some of those. But it creates a situation where businesses that don't adapt are going to lose business to these larger players. And individuals stand to be in a really bad position too if they don't adapt. There was an opinion piece from Johannes Meines, and I hope that I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but on MarketWatch, he said that, quote, one nasty side effect of the coronavirus, robots will take our jobs at an even faster rate. Now, I think he means automation more broadly, but it's certainly a thing that this could affect jobs, which, you know, is just what we need with the ugly jobs data that's already out there. If you want some weird example of this, and I admit this is one's kind of from left field, but there was a news story just today about CAA, which is a big talent agency in Hollywood, just signed their first ever, quote, virtual client. There is this virtual influencer called Michaela, spelled M-I-Q-U-E-L-A, and again, I will link to this in the show notes, that's been around for a while, who has 2.2 million Instagram followers, another 500,000 on TikTok, and almost 200,000 followers and millions of views on YouTube, who's a quote-unquote musician. But it's just a virtual person that's been created by a team of creative people out in California, you know, who have created the persona for this, write all the dialogue, record all the dialogue, etc. So this isn't even a real person who is now being hired to represent companies and products, and it's not even a real person. So you talk about digital transformation, we're really seeing real world examples of this. And as I've said many times, you know, I don't know that Michaela is going to be the end-all be-all or will be a superstar or will be around forever or will be enabled to take every job by any stretch. At the same time, it is a symptom of what we see that companies look to use automation to supplement the things that they already do. So as I've talked about before, you know, AI isn't going to take your job necessarily. But smart people who use AI might. You know, I hate to say this because I don't want to be insensitive, especially in a world where literally about 20% of the country right now is unemployed. About 20% of the people who could be employed are unemployed. But if digital is going to take your job, that's probably already true. The job was probably already threatened. And again, we're just seeing 2 years of digital transformation in 2 months. So this is an environment, as I said, where we've seen massive change, customer needs have shifted rapidly, and companies and people that don't adapt are going to be in very, very big trouble if they're not already. And so, you know, when we take a step back and say, what's the forest? That's the forest, right? We've seen immense amount of change. It's happened really quickly. And we need to adapt, if not equally quickly, certainly more quickly than we have. And no one can predict how long this is going to go on or how long lasting these changes will be. But here's what I think we do know. We do know that the world will be more digital, at least for a while. You know, people aren't going to leave their houses any sooner than they can. They won't be able to do that until they have proper assurance that they'll be safe. And they're going to use digital channels to meet their needs during whatever that interim period happens to be. That's a fact. That's not going to change tomorrow. Second, digital is likely to persist, especially among younger customers. They've already been living in a more digital world for several years. Michaela didn't just show up this week. She's been around for a while. She didn't just, you know, magically accumulate 2.2 million followers in the last 8 weeks. They've already existed. She's already existed. And her fans have already been engaged with her because that's the world they live in. Their habits are likely to lock in more during this period, though. And it is a big part of why I think adults under 40 are your big opportunity during this period and during the recovery that we see. Third, the Frightful Five, Amazon, Google, Facebook, Apple, and Microsoft, are going to take advantage of this situation. Just check out last week's show for the details on this. Fourth, your digital presence has to step up, or you're going to be left by the wayside. You need to make digital do the heavy lifting for your business. You need to use content to help with that. I've said this many times before, content is not expensive. Content that doesn't convert is. As the old saying goes, the best time to plant a tree is 10 years ago. The second best time is now. So your digital presence has to be where you put a lot of focus if you're going to put yourself in a position to compete. Fifth, this is a lot of change to take in. You know, you have to give yourself some time to absorb it. Yes, you need to go hard during the workday, but you also have to make sure you breathe and relax and take care of your mental health. There's a lot of stress out there. You know, there's this expression that it's not a marathon, or it's a marathon, not a sprint. In this case, it's probably a bit of both. It's a marathon and a sprint. So you do need to focus on what you can do today, but you also need to create a to-don't list of the things that aren't as important so that you can carve out some downtime for yourself and stick to it so you can stay healthy, right? There's more than one path to success, as I've mentioned before, and you have to find out, okay, what sprints will we do during the marathon? And what time will we give ourselves? What time will you give yourself to recuperate from those sprints so that you're better positioned to continue to run them periodically while we're going through this? And lastly, and I know I said this a couple weeks ago on a show, but I really think it's important. You should be optimistic about the future. This too shall pass. I know that might not always seem likely right now, but this really will get better. It will not keep getting worse indefinitely. We've pulled out of other terrible situations in the past. You have pulled out of other terrible situations in the past. You will again. You know, I've mentioned before that practice doesn't make perfect, but perfect practice makes perfect. And we've had some practice leading up to this, whether it's 9/11, the Great Recession, you know, as a country, as a world, the Great Depression. So past experience with big shocks gives us better ability to adapt to this one and put those lessons that we've learned into practice so that we can pull out of this. So yes, we've seen 2 years of digital transformation in 2 months. Yes, it's a massive amount of change. Yes, customer needs have shifted rapidly. And yes, individual businesses and individuals that don't adapt stand to get hammered. But if you know that it's going to be more digital for a while, and you know that digital is likely to persist, and you know that the Frightful Five are going to be there, then you also know that your digital presence has to step up. And now's the time to do it. You just have to be optimistic about that future. Keep focused on it and give yourself the right amount of time to take it in and absorb that change. And then if you do that, it won't feel like 2 years crammed into 2 months. You'll be able to look back 2 years from now and say, man, that was really amazing what I did. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week, but I want to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all past episodes, by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast. Just look for episode 287. While you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have Things Out Loud delivered to your favorite podcatcher every single week. You can also subscribe to Things Out Loud on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, whatever your preferred podcatcher happens to be. Just do a search for Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. While you're there, I'd also appreciate it if you could provide us a positive rating or review. Those help new listeners to find us, it helps them understand what the show is all about, and it makes an enormous difference for the podcast. You can also find Things Out Loud on Facebook by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates. You can find me on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter. And of course, you can email me by sending an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. I'd like to thank our sponsor. Things Out Loud is brought to you by Solo Segment. Solo Segment increases large enterprise B2B website conversion with easy-to-install software that automatically connects website visitors to the content they need to achieve their goals. Solo Segment does this using anonymous data and machine learning to ensure privacy compliance, address the needs of anonymous visitors, and improve the efficiency of your marketing team. You can learn more by going to solosegment.com. Again, that's solosegment.com. With that, I want to say thanks so much for tuning in. I very much appreciate you listening. I know I say it week after week after week, but I really wouldn't do this show without you. It means so much to me to have you tune in. With all that said, I hope you have a great rest of the week. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And I'm looking forward to speaking with you here on Things Out Loud again next time. Until then, please be well, be safe, and as ever, take care, everybody.